Travis Granbois scored once and assisted on three other goals to lead Powell River Regals to a 6-5 win over Penticton Silver Bullets at Hap Parker Arena on Wednesday, March 27. "We were pleased to get the win last night," said Regals assistant coach Scott Mastrodonato. "It was a slow start for us and we ran into a hot goalie and a formidable opponent in Penticton, but in the end we accomplished the 2 points we needed. The tournament format creates a number of different scenarios, so winning helps us achieve our goal to get into the playoff round." Jack Long, Ethan Schmunk, Riley Billy, Gavin Mastrodonato and Beckham Willis also scored for the Regals, who trailed 2-1 after 20 minutes but responded with four unanswered second-period goals to take a 5-2 lead by intermission. Regals made it 6-2 early in the third period, then held on as the Silver Bullets pressed and scored a trio of goals, including one with their goaltender pulled in favor of an extra attacker, to make it 6-5 with 1:40 remaining in the game. Powell River goaltender Ryan Fairgray made several top-notch saves to preserve the win as a desperate Penticton team swarmed his net in the final minute. Fairgray made 31 stops on the night. His counterpart Connor Potter turned aside 57 of the 63 shots he faced and was selected as the game star for his team. Billy, Schmunk, Corey Burnett, Nick Porchetta and Long each had one assist in the game for the Regals. Granbois was chosen as the top player for the home team. "With so much youth on the team, each game is a learning experience on this journey," said Mastrodonato. "We hope to bring the energy and execution we need to continue to improve each game this week." Earlier in the day, Terrace River Kings shut out Williams Lake Stampeders. The round-robin portion of the tournament concludes today, Thursday, March 28, with Terrace taking on Penticton, 3:30 p.m., and Williams Lake facing Powell River, 7:30 p.m. "We are really excited for the game tonight, and we are looking forward to another great hometown crowd to cheer us on," added Mastrodonato. The top team after the round-robin advances to Saturday's championship game, 7:30 p.m. Second and third place teams meet in the semifinal on Friday, March 29, also at 7:30 p.m. Terrace has a slight edge over Powell River after 2 days of play. Both have one win and one tie, but the River Kings have a +2 goal differential while the Regals are at +1. Williams Lake is third with one win and one loss, +5. Penticton is winless, -8. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.